Good evening, listener. You are welcome to the English News on 90.3 LBS Radio. I'm Lucy Laitakoro, and first are the headlines. Alep Tong leaders want government to revert part of its land in the district to community. Teacher suspected of defiling his pupil beaten up and arrested. Ruto says outgoing Kenyatta has not seen it fit to congratulate him. And now the news in detail. Leaders of Alep Tong district have asked government to revert part of the land it owns in the district to the community to boost food production and household food security. The leaders are asking for unspecified size of land to be reverted to the community out of more than 3,000 acres that the ministry owns in the district. The district chairman, David Kennedy Odon, popularly known as DK, says due to pressure on land as a result of population growth, the community of Away in Alep Tong district, which donated a chunk of land to the Ministry of Agriculture, Animal Industry and Fisheries in early 60s, cannot produce enough food because of small size of land left for the community. Odon says because of land fragmentation, families in Alep Tong are unable to produce enough to eat and sell, while the Ministry of Agriculture owns an estimated 3,000 acres of land from Away sub-county donated by the community way back. He was referring to the Away quarantine land that measures 2,600 acres of land donated and the defunct Aloy Ongom Citrus Farm, which is about 400 acres given to the Ministry of Agriculture decades ago. Away quarantine land has been idle for many years. However, the Ministry of Agriculture recently handed over Away quarantine land to Uganda Prison Service to boost food production and food security in the country. Following the development in August, the district leadership has officially asked the ministry to allocate to the community some land for food production and commercial farming.
We're also pleading the ministry that if possible, this community that has been using this land, they cannot speak up on it. They are not doing it. They can be formed into cooperative society, they can be given the tractors, they can also be given the input in their farmland which they have been using. So that this is what we are trying to push with the ministry. But we know with the government, things cannot be done unless it is planned. So we are trying to request them if they could. Also, yes, this food is produced. Those first priority should be given to the local community around, because they are the ones who gave this land sometimes back. So those are the things we are trying to make a shape.
Kenneth Owa Ongora, the district speaker of Alep Tong, said the neighboring community has been benefiting from the government land before it was given temporarily to the Ugandan prisons.
First of all, they wanted them to be given land so that they harvest their crops.
The request was presented to State Minister for Agriculture, Fred Bwino Chakulaga, during his visit to the district recently. The minister said he would forward the request to Cabinet for a resolution. Late delivery of farm inputs and funds has been cited as the major challenge affecting the implementation of the Agricultural Cluster Development Project, ACDP, in Dokolo District. Rastild Achuma Akbar, the chairperson of Dokolo Young Oilseed Farmers Cooperative Limited, one of the groups which benefited under the project, told legislators that the money was released a year after they applied amidst increased prices of building materials. He added that even the planting materials came a bit late when the dry season was setting in.
Even as a stock, some was paid money for the input, but they tell us it is stuck in the UBA machine up to now. We even went here like striking, wanting our money back, but UBA was not in Dokolo now. So those are the challenges. Secondly, by the time we received the government money sent for the construction, prices for the material for construction, even for sand, were really expensive. Our bill was very low, and we really suffered with our farmer producing the 33%.
During the inspection by the Parliamentary Committee on Agriculture, it was discovered that the plant given to Dokolo farmers, which has the capacity to process 4 tons of cassava in a day, is not operating due to intermittent power blackouts. ACDP is a Government of Uganda project funded by the International Development Agency, IDA, and the World Bank, where farmers co-fund for agricultural inputs. The project requires that farmers contribute 33% of the farm inputs, including machines and planting materials they need, and government meets the rest of the costs involved. However, in Dokolo District, the farmers say providing the 33% is a huge challenge, a reason why Moses Ogwalgoli, the Dokolo North Member of Parliament, took the mantle of co-funding for 4,023 farmers to benefit from cassava cutting and other crops.
Cassava is very good, even without beans, without anything. Some people are even using it as chips.
Can mogo no boat hempiwa mo poko wedwe ma bor no ga on puki pieru wangwen her pa hata bere tieni en kene ta toko no mo do nge dwene na to gir mogo ta konywa ikara rachi ame kesho ma jo echani jo tia chamo
so mogwani en wano cha koni uta me o mede do me kubu tiene di ma season na bin cha pieni cha wani mogo tia cha te bala o garliet.
They've given me some money for paying school fees. Some other things at home.
However, Maxwell Akora, the Maruzi County Member of Parliament, argued that Ogwal's initiative is not sustainable for average farmers. This was during a visit by the Committee of Parliament on Agriculture to assess the impact and progress of the project. A teacher of Rise and Shine Nursery and Primary School in Sorority City East Division is nursing injuries sustained after a mob descended on him for allegedly defiling a pupil in his class. David Ogwang, 23, was beaten to coma on Wednesday after it emerged that he had spent a night with a 16-year-old primary 7 pupil. He was rescued by the police and rushed to hospital, where he is now receiving treatment under the police watch. It is alleged that Ogwang on Tuesday went and picked the minor from her recognized residential home in Alouette, Akum Cell A, and brought her to the teacher's quarters, where he allegedly had canon knowledge of her, well knowing she was a minor. He later took her back home in the early hours of Wednesday, but her parents had already realized that their daughter was missing. Oscar Greg Agecha, the East Chogan Regional Police spokesperson, says that parents interrogated their daughter and she reportedly confessed her relationship with the teacher. This prompted residents to storm the teacher's quarters, where they beat Omoding, leaving him in a coma. Agecha says that officers rescued and detained Omoding at Opuyo Police Station before he was transferred to Sorority East Division Station. You are listening to news coming in from LBS Radio, located in Dokolo Town along Kameramaido Road. In foreign news, Kenya's president-elect William Ruto says the outgoing president Uhuru Kenyatta has not seen it fit to congratulate him for his election win. The interview was aired hours after Ruto tweeted about his telephone conversation with President Kenyatta, in which they discussed the general election and the transition to a new administration. Ruto, an evangelical Christian, also told CNN that gay rights are not a big issue in the country, and at the moment he will focus on more pressing issues of unemployment and hunger. As we end the news, listener, let's have a recap of the headlines. Aleptong leaders want government to revert part of its land in the district to the community. Teachers suspected of defiling his pupil beaten up and arrested. Ruto says outgoing Kenyatta has not seen it fit to congratulate him. We've come to the end of our English news this evening. Stay tuned to LBS Radio.
That was the English newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.